You are supplying electricity to the Victorian electricity grid from this wind generator, and that is legal until the end of December. What do you have to do then?
Well, the industry regulatory body for the Victorian electricity industry is putting out a discussion paper, and we believe we've had indication from them that there'll probably be something called a class licence issued, where all wind generators will be classed as clubbed together in this group and given a class licence for a nominal fee. Because
you're hopeful that obviously that you won't have a licence fee and it will be appropriate to your generation capacity?
Yes, I think that sense will prevail, we hope, and that we'll be allowed to continue into the next year and beyond.
And how far beyond do you believe this wind generator can take us? What sort of lifespan does it have?
I would say 10 to 15 years. It's got polyester fibreglass blades, and they've been up there in all weathers since 1987, and they still look brand spanking new for all intents and purposes.
Well, they must be fairly hardy, because you do get some fairly ragged winds on that coastline, don't you?
That's right. Anything could go wrong. I mean, we could get a freak storm or a hurricane, or even a severe hailstorm could severely damage the blades, but we're just keeping our fingers crossed, and we'll keep it ticking over as long as we can.
Well, all the best with it, Doctor. Thank you.
Oh, bye.